From 99.9 The Fan, this is The Drive with Tim Donnelly. Sponsored by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com.
Joining us on the Heister Automotive Group hotline, it's the commissioner of the ACC, Jim Phillips. Jim, how are you?
Great. Day one, game one of 14.
You got your ties all picked out for the week?
There are no orange teams today, Joe's. You know that. You could offend somebody pretty quickly with the wrong color tie.
This is why in the triangle we have a lot of purple.
Purple.
Yes. A lot of green.
Yeah. Yes. Don't have to worry about those things.
Yes. Love it.
So let's actually start with Greensboro. ACC Women's Tournament just wrapped up. We're here at the Men's Tournament. The NCAA Tournament's coming around. And I know you have a partnership with Elevate as well. Ally has just come on as a title sponsor as well. And I feel like this all ties back to when you took over as commissioner. There's revenue opportunities to explore. So since you've taken over and now we're here at another ACC Tournament, where do you see this right now? Where are things in terms of that revenue growth and finding different ways to bring in some money?
I think I would just say to you, we don't have one area that kind of cures our ills, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So this thing has to be four or five areas of emphasis. Sponsorship is one that you just talked about with Ally, which I think is just tremendous, and getting somebody to support women's sports, women's championships. I think it's progressive. I think there's a chance for others to follow. So, you know, as we've continued to attack the revenue piece of it, those examples you've used have really fit into this growth. And, you know, in year three, we've had some really good markers that have come along, whether it's our sponsorships are up higher than they've ever been, the distribution piece, which just took effect financially mm-hmm. about a year ago, which right. is the media piece, which has the biggest opportunity for growth. So we have to stay at it. It's something I think about every day. It just is, because I understand it. I understand where we are compared to others. So we continue to address it, and these are some nice wins along the way, but more to come for sure.
Jim Phillips, ACC Commissioner, joining us here on the OG. That's Joe Ovius. I'm Joe Giglio. On the court this year, Jim, what have you thought of the conference? You've been taking some hits, maybe even from computers, if you will. But yeah. When you watch the games, you go to as many games as anybody. What do you see in the league, and where do you feel like maybe the league can make some improvements?
Well, I have two sides of it, right? It's the emotional side, the less than objective side. But then I also have had experience being both on the men's selection committee and the women's selection committee, and mm-hmm. going into that room and trying to pick a field of whether it was 64 at one time and now 68. I would say a few things. It is what it is relative to the league is highly connected to Duke and Carolina. And those that follow it semi-close think the league is good when Duke and Carolina are good. And
yeah.
when they're not, there's this you know, sense that the league's not very competitive. This year, I would just say the bottom kind of four or five really kind of separated themselves from the higher group. Mm-hmm. And when you look at non-conference and the rest of it, that being said, there's still a strong case for seven teams in the NCAA tournament. There just is. There's five that people are saying that are all in, and then it's Carolina, which has some work to do, I'm sure, this weekend. And then Clemson, who with 14 wins in the ACC, to me, in our conference, 14 strong wins away, home, the game at Pitt, you mm-hmm. know, away. To me, they absolutely should be under consideration. But at the end of the day, I do believe we have to continue to try and improve. Last year we got five teams, and I'll share this with you, and we can continue on. But we have these committee calls pretty frequently, about once a month, where there's two committee members that call the ACC, and then we give them a little bit of resume, yeah. you know, info on each of the teams. And I left them with this in mind, that the league's better than maybe you understand. Can't follow the net, and we can talk a little bit about that.
That's where we're, yeah.
That was the next question.
You yeah. can see Joe and I are very much chomping on, let's yeah. talk about net, commish.
Right. And so we're gonna go to the net. Yeah. But what I would say is you really did us a disservice last year, because I thought we deserved more than five. We
sure.
were 13-5 in the tournament. Don't do it again.
Yeah.
You know, try to learn from, you know, what happened a year ago. So that's where I, you know, that's how I've addressed this season. The net – It hurts you, and we've talked to the NCAA about this, and it replaces the RPI, as both of you know and follow. Mm-hmm. So there is this desire to have a metric that gives you a comprehensive look at schools and years and the rest of it. But you saw the fluctuation. You win a really big game against a quad one team, and you go down in the net. It penalizes you for playing more conference games. If you look at the Big 12 and some of those markers and the number of conference games they have and R20, I think we're hurting ourselves, which leads me into we need to look at how many conference games we're playing. And if they're going to continue to really use the net in a strong way, I know it's one of multiple metrics, but if they emphasize it as they have in the past, then we're going to have to maybe address it on how we schedule.
I was going to say I'd be doing the coaches that we have our relationships with a disservice if I didn't bring to your attention that I've said to them privately, you got to call David Warlock at the NCAA or even Gavitt and say to them, come tell us what the formula is so we know what it is. They shouldn't be guessing for their livelihood, and you know that. I'm sure all the coaches have said that to you as well. One thing, though, related to the net, and I'm curious maybe your thoughts on this. The Big Ten leaves ESPN's umbrella, so next year you need a new crossover partner. One thing I love that ESPN does is they play the SEC Big 12 game in the middle of conference play, which then helps in those net rankings to kind of get out of your bubble, if you will. I'm curious if that's an option potentially for next season, and maybe to see something in January or February with either the SEC or Big 12.
It's a great point, Joe. It really is, and we are talking to ESPN about that, and we are talking with – I'm talking with Greg from a commissioner level. Paul Brazo's talking to his counterpart with the SEC. But timing does, I think, matter. And that may make some sense for us, as you described. You know, I'm really excited about that new matchup.
Yeah.
And and I think that will help both of our, conferences. The geography piece of it makes some sense for us as well, which I think is going to be beneficial with travel. So we are in discussions about that. Nothing has been said about what time of the year we should play that, but your point's a really good one.
You took my schedule model for football. You can have that idea too. It's all yours. I'm here.
No, I did.
For free.
I do want to say something.
We're here for the conference. You're paying all these consultants, Jim. Just break me off a little something.
talk to Yukola with some kind of finder's fee on a 9-game schedule. But they are interwoven from the standpoint of we have looked at the new access to the CFP and made the decision that we needed to go to one division and to nine. Yeah. Right. And so we need to do the same thing in men's and women's basketball.
Yeah. Jim Phillips, ACC commissioner, joining us here in Greensboro for the ACC tournament alongside Joe Giglio. I'm Joe Ovias. I don't know when you took over as commissioner if John Swofford told you Ovias is going to ask you all the TV questions, just so you know, because I'm fascinated by where things are going. I can't pretend where TV is going to go. But the regional sports networks are in a really bad spot right now. And the ACC has a relationship where a lot of games are on Bally and other regional sports networks. I know what the Carolina Hurricanes can do as a professional league. I know what Rob Manfred has talked about as commissioner of Major League Baseball and what they plan on doing. What is the ACC, what conversations do you have with ESPN about the future of games that were on regional sports networks? Everything from regular season games to ACC baseball tournament games. How do you navigate that when I'm pretty sure, if I have my contract details right, that doesn't change until 2026, if I'm right. So how do you handle that?
It's correct. We've had some, I think, good wins along the way when you think about the women's basketball tournament.
Yes.
The baseball championship. And that really went back to that first maybe 4 months on the job. We're going to those 15 institutions over about a 21-day period. I heard time and time again the frustration. First of all, distribution. Mm-hmm. We couldn't get the games. And then second, the regional sports network were being preempted by a local professional team, right?
Right.
And we couldn't see the Hurricanes play in baseball down in Miami, or we couldn't see sometimes Pitt football play in the state of Pennsylvania and in Pittsburgh. So our relationship and our contractual relationship is with ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
So they end up being a little bit of the conduit to the regional sports group.
Mm-hmm.
And as you talked about with Bally's, we would love to continue that partnership and relationship, but we want it on the biggest platform that we can as we move forward.
Yeah.
And they know that, but we have an agreement with them, and we're going to honor that agreement.
But what if you can't watch the games? you know, like Yes Network recently didn't have a Syracuse game on.
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
And I don't know that we have a lot of ammunition to work around that.
Okay.
I mean, we all had multiple calls. I made multiple calls to try to get that game on a place that people could watch it, especially up in Syracuse, New York, and just didn't happen. So we still are at the discretion and the judgment of, you know, the decisions in those regional areas.
Jim Phillips, ACC commissioner, joining us here on the OG. Before we let you go, we're all learning and wading through the NIL world, and On3 had a memo recently that generated from the ACC. I think it's from one of the law firms that you guys had employed. And I'm curious about the must-haves and kind of the way forward for the league and how you kind of see it, because it does sound like it would be a Power 5 type of initiative, not just from the ACC. Concerning, you know, you're gonna have a new leader, Charlie Baker, in the NCAA. You guys are obviously looking, and you've spoken before publicly about having some help from Congress in kind of navigating the new world, if you will, in college sports. So I'm just kind of curious, A, your reaction to you know, the memo coming out, and then B, you know, some of those points there. How strongly do you feel about, you know, the plausibility of getting all five of those must-haves?
I'm disappointed that came out. That was a confidential, privileged document, and accidentally was put forward. What I would say is, you know, some of those areas when you talk about must-haves, I think as we look at it across not only Power 5 but across college athletics, there's certain things that we do need some help on. First of all, is there going to be a reaffirmation that these are students, or do we want to go down a different road? The second piece is we can't stand constant litigation anymore. Both of you have spoken about it. I've heard you speak about it. And so we're in one case after another. So we're going to
need
some kind of...
And the track record's not great.
It's not great at all. It's not.
Yep.
It's dismal. And so we need help from Congress and our elected officials. And so that's where we have to come together and provide something on both sides, whether you're on this side of it or on the other side of it, that meets in the middle somewhere, that's good for college athletics, good for student athletes. Sustainability is really important. So I look forward to more of those kinds of conversations. I've spent more time in the political world than I thought in this role, which is, you know... And,
hey, I got a new radio. Now I got YouTube. I got TV. We got to do all this stuff. We got to evolve over time.
I know,
things change.
I know, for sure. But it's necessary, and I believe it. And I know both of you believe it too. College athletics is worth fighting for. It'll never look like it has in the past.
Yeah.
But there can be a new edition of this, and that's what we're working for. The final thing I'll say to your point, Joe, is I think Charlie Baker is a really good leader for us at the right time because of his background. And he's a former basketball student.
He is the politician.
Athlete. He is, but he also has credibility. And I think over a period of time, we've all lost credibility, right, with what's occurred and some of the decisions we've made in college athletics. The NCAA certainly has struggled with some of those roles that they've been in leading our efforts in order to try to get to a compromise. So a good, fresh restart. I'm excited about his leadership, and you know, we'll see where this thing goes.
Jim Phillips, ACC Commissioner, we appreciate the time. As always, enjoy the rest of the games this week.
Before you go, though, I know you're not there anymore, but you got to make sure your son, John, maybe he's on the bench. Maybe make sure Chris gets him out there because he needs his, like, redemptive moment in the NCAA tournament.
You're awesome, Joe. Both of you guys have kids. I know.
And hey, look, we were supposed to do it. Luke Dukak and I were going to take you all across the triangle, but your other son was in the track finals in a relay, which was awesome to see. You know, my son's going to be in a hockey tournament in D.C. this week that I'm missing, but, you know, it's all good. You got to make some decisions.
No, for sure. John Patrick will always love Northwestern. He's 12 years old.
I know,
he doesn't look like that anymore.
No.
6 years later.
No. Get him out there because he deserves it.
I'll tell you, you guys, you know, obviously media folks, the Sporting News called him last week, and he's a college student now, and they said, is this John Phillips, the crying Northwestern kid?
Oh, no.
We want to talk to you a little bit about this. Will be the second trip for Northwestern. So you're on to something.
See? Yeah. See, he'll have his moment, though. He gets his redemptive arc.
Yeah, for sure.
Jim, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.